We have a basketball program that we all expect to compete in the Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you got me this good, but it feels good!
Welcome back to another episode of The Boardroom. We welcome on today Steve Thayer, co-founder of Next Name, and it is an NIL platform that makes it easy for student athletes to make money and for fans to support their favorite players and teams. So I guess before I continue to read the About Me feature on your website, do you mind giving us a quick little pitch about Next Name and what you're trying to accomplish with fans?
Sure. So it kind of dates back to November of last year. We sat down with some Department of Athletics people and some alumni, and we were putting our heads together about how could we support the NIL efforts of the players. And I came home and talked to my sons about it. And my son Ryan and I were talking about NFTs and thought, oh, my gosh, an NFT is the perfect, you know, legal solution is what I saw as a lawyer. It's the name, image of a and likeness of a player in a digital file. I'm like, why don't we just sell those? So, you know, one thing led to the next. We formed the company literally, you know, that week, and then started the process of doing our due diligence. You know, like, now we're, how do you do that? How do you put an NFT on the blockchain, right? So we contacted a company called Dapper Labs. It's doing it for NBA Top Shot. One thing led to the next. They hooked us up with a development partner. And before we knew it, we had started a company, raised some money, and signed up Illinois as our first school, and started signing up players, you know, really just this past summer, and getting our website up and running and launched. And we finally got player NFTs up and, you know, team tokens. We have really two types of NFTs right now. Team tokens that you can purchase to support the entire team, or at least all the members that sign up for our platform, as well as player tokens that you can buy if you want to support any particular player. So that is the quick and easy way to support the NIL efforts of a player, as far as we're concerned, and making it easy was our goal, and engaging fans, you know, to get behind them is really the mission at this point.
So if I were to buy a team token, let's say I spend $20 on a team token, all $20 goes to the football team, or how does that sharing work exactly?
So you take the gross proceeds. There's some blockchain fees we have to pay to mint and post the blockchain. That's about 5% of the cost. There's some creative charge to create the NFTs, although we've tried to streamline that process by creating some template NFTs to kind of reduce that cost to a fraction of what would otherwise be. And then, you know, we pay the University of Illinois 12% because we're using their logos, and we pay 70% of the net proceeds to the players that join the platform. So our cut is, you know, essentially sort of 10 to 15%. You know, all in, but out of that, we got to cover all of our expenses and operating costs and all that good stuff.
Totally. And like, if I'm buying the NFT, like, what am I getting? I guess for some people that are little like NFT amateurs out here, just so we really like understand the product.
So you're buying a digital file that resides on the blockchain. So somewhere out in space on the blockchain resides this file, and you have the key, and only you have the key, and you're able to view it and transfer it and do whatever you want with it. I mean, and every NFT is a one-of-a-kind NFT. So you own serial number 1, 2, 10, or whatever you purchase of that player NFT, and you can prove it because it's on the blockchain, it's authenticated. You know, so down the road, if you ever wanted to sell it or transfer it, you'd be able to say, I bought, you know, a serial number X of this token of this player, and it's authenticated on blockchain. So you've got something now in a digital wallet that you can perhaps display on your wall by linking it to a mural, which is a digital display that, much like, you know, putting your trophies on a wall in a case, or imagine a basketball in a case that's autographed, you can now do the same thing digitally and transfer those files to some sort of digital display and kind of show off your autographed merchandise or your NFTs or whatever you come up with. An NFT can be any kind of digital file, images, videos. It could be, and we're working on a basketball, for example, that looks like it's in a case and that it's autographed by a player, and the basketball is spinning inside that case. So that's a digital video file that will be minted, posted on the blockchain, and then we'll have X number of quantities of that NFT to sell. And the rarer it is, the more expensive it might be. The more common it is, the more there are of that particular NFT, the less expensive it might be. But the more rare it is in the NFT world, the more expensive it is, because it's a one of a kind, or one of 100, or one of 50, or one of one in some cases.
All right. Okay. I get a better picture of what you're purchasing. I did a brief research, talked with your son, and he told me about the different team levels that you could buy into. So besides buying the one of one NFT, when you purchase, like, let's say a team NFT for the basketball team, are there different other opportunities that you can get when you purchase one of them from Next Name, or is there like what else comes with it?
Sure. So we have three different levels: a $30 support token, we call them, $100, and a $999 token. So it's a classic, which if you look at the website, you'll see a basketball spinning in space. It looks like a basketball with a Next Name logo on it and University of Illinois logo on it. And the next version of that is gold. And now it's a gold, well-lit ball spinning in space, and then a platinum ball. So three different types and colors of NFTs for the teams. And each one represents a different level of access. So, you know, as we get going down the road, you know, if you bought a platinum NFT, you know, you would get the first drop of the NFTs that we make at the players. So you have the first right to buy the tokens before anybody else buys the token. And as we start issuing rarer tokens, one of a kind tokens, the higher up your, you know, token level, so to speak, you know, the sooner you're going to have access to those purchases. We're also going to couple it with VIP access to events. Like, we're sponsoring some tailgates and champagne. Right now we're going to invite everybody to the tailgate, you know, but as it gets bigger and better, you know, we'll create some VIP access, perhaps some meetings with players, autograph sessions, you know, just going to try to find anything we can do to create that, you know, more exclusive connection with the athletes or others, to give people, you know, a feeling of, you know, joining a club is really what it's like, with different levels of access. And we want to be very inclusive on the one hand, but we want to kind of create a club environment on the other that people can become a part of and engage in, just to make it more fun. I mean, imagine, yep, you know, supporting the players and getting together with some buddies and friends, you know, at different events. You know, we could have a cigar outing, you know, at a cigar bar in Chicago and have cigars with Deion Thomas and Stephen Bardo. And I'm not saying they smoke cigars, but if they did, they could have one with that.
They definitely seemed like they were smoking cigars when they were joining.
We didn't ask them when they were on the podcast, but we should have in retrospect.
That should have been our first question to them. Speaking of events, we are having you on this week because out on Wednesday, August 17th, so in 2 days from when we're recording, but probably a day or the day that you're listening to this episode, there is an event in Chicago. If you want to give a rundown on what that is.
Sure. So we're having a launch event for our Illinois website launch, and we're inviting, you know, a lot of investors and media and, you know, some players and some of our legends, you know, Deion Thomas, you know, Ryan Baker, the team manager for the Flying Illini, Marcus Liberty, Kenny Battle, Stephen Bardo. We're issuing legend tokens, you know, this week for them, and they'll be there to kind of raise your hand and rally us on, and then any Illini fan we can find that wants to learn more about it. So we've posted a general invite on our website that you can download and purchase. It's an NFT, so you can buy that NFT to get access to the event. It's a $25 token, but for anybody that hears the podcast and wants to come, reach out to Tim at Next Name, and he'll get you a VIP token. It'll cost you $1 to join the party, and as long as you can figure out how to buy that NFT. We want all of our customers to actually, for everybody that comes, to actually be a customer. So they got to first figure out how to download a digital wallet, buy an NFT. And if they pass that test, they can come to our event.
I don't know if I'm that digitally literate myself. Steve, are you like an Illinois alum? What like really inspired you to want to do this for Illinois?
So yeah, kind of going back to probably right out of college, I joined the Chicago Illini Club. I graduated in 1988, joined the Chicago Lionic Club, became the president of the Chicago Lionic Club for a few years, was on the board for several more, planned a bunch of golf outings. Then I got involved in the iFund and helped out with the Johnny Red Kerr golf outings. And I've attended the Steve Stricker, which is now the Illini Open every year. We've been members of the Loyalty Circle, which is a donor level at the iFund for years. And I think I was Chicago Lion of the Year in 1988 is when I graduated. And then I gave the commencement address in 2019, Department of Economics. So I couldn't be any more Illini, I guess, is the long version of that story. And I've got two sons that also went to Illinois, and my wife went to Illinois. So to say that we're Illini is true for sure, because we've got four. We had one defector. We don't even mention her name anymore. She's our daughter. She goes to William & Mary, but she's the only one that didn't go to Illinois.
Big rival to you, William and
Mary. Right?
Now that I know that Illini of the Year or Chicago Illini of the Year is a thing, I think that's like my new life mission to win that.
Well, they talk about, I was at an event once with the guy that got it several years before that. I was having dinner with him because I was on the Chicago Illini Club board. And he said, I've entered the era of plaques. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I just start getting plaques. Everybody's giving me a plaque for something because I really just think they want to check. and they hit me. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a great idea. Give somebody an award and then give them a plaque. And then a couple weeks later, call them and say, how would you like to donate $100,000 to the Department of Engineering or Economics or whatever? So it is an interesting, it's a great award. It's good to be honored and recognized for my years of Illini service. But we've also written a lot of checks. So. Paid dearly for that award.
Steve, I'm curious, what has it been like kind of interacting with Illinois athletes and people in the athletic department? Have they kind of like understood the concept? Have they been excited about it? Obviously, knowing NFTs are, not everyone is super familiar with them, but given this is kind of like a cool, unique way to support the athletic department and student athletes.
Yeah, so unfortunately, Illinois passed a law that said the university really can't have anything to do with lining up NIL contracts. So that made it very difficult to sit down with the athletic department and say, hey, we want to develop this platform. We want to engage you in this process, and we need your help recruiting players. They actually amended that law in May. And ever since then, it's been a whole lot easier. Illinois has appointed an NIL director, Cam Cox, who's been amazing. He's been spearheading a lot of our efforts to get players signed up. And he literally signed up the football team and the men's basketball team. And I think the golf team is on its way. We've got the women's volleyball team on board. And the coaches and the players generally seem very excited about it. Although I think a lot of the coaches, like a lot of fans, they hear the word NFT and they're like, I don't get it. So it's been an education process for sure. When you finally show them what it looks like, like this is then an NFT and this is how it works, they go, oh, like, why didn't you just say so? I'm like, I've been trying to tell you.
That makes sense. And so how have your interactions been with the athletes once they do become on board? Are they excited? They're looking forward to finally getting money. I feel like they've been in the system for about the year, or the new freshmen, and this is their first time with the NIL. So they're excited for what is to come.
Yeah. The women's volleyball team was the first to sign up, and they heard the pitch, they got it, they signed up, they're excited. We're hoping to sell $1 million of the women's volleyball tokens, because I think they deserve it, and they can get it, and they've got a good network, and I'd love to see it flourish, for them. And then, the rest of sports are just getting on board right now, and I think some of them are busy, like football players are in, probably double sessions right now, and so paying attention to NIL is hard when you've got all the training to do for in preparation for the game. So we're trying to get, and the basketball players don't even have images yet because they all just joined the team. So those won't be ready until September. So it's a good pace. We're adding people every day to the actual website, dropping their NFTs, live, trying to do three players a day, and keep that pace going probably all through August and maybe even into September as we get the basketball team images, the NFTs made, and getting them up on the site.
Awesome. You just dropped a number there, $1 million for the women's volleyball team. So I actually had a question prepared that related to $1 million. How it starts with, are you on the message boards often? Like, are you on like Illini Inquirer or like any of the boards online where they're talking about how much X player needs for them to stay at Illinois?
I'm not. And, you know, but we've hired a whole social media team, you know, to canvas the conversations, and they've been paying attention and, you know, waiting to kind of engage. But, you know, this is a super easy way to make that happen, right? I mean, if you right. have a player and the fans wanted to get behind them, you know, there's an NFTs for sale, and it's easy to, you know, you can't, you know, tell them, you know, we're going to buy your NFT and give you the money if you stay. You got to buy the NFT and hope he stays. You know, we had that issue with Kofi Coburn, you know, earlier this year. We were in negotiations trying to get him to sign up for the platform, thinking, you know, if he sold NFTs, you know, he could probably sell. I mean, he had 80,000 Instagram followers, you know, right. And if the word got out that we were trying to keep Kofi another year and, you know, and get him as much money as possible, you know, fans could jump in and, you know, buy $500,000 worth of NFTs pretty quickly, you know, but then he could take that money and leave too. So there is no guarantee right. that he's going to stick around. It's really just trying to demonstrate that Illinois supports their players. And, you know, and if that means they stick around, great. If they take off, so be it. There's no guarantees, and we're not making it contingent. So,
yeah, that's exactly who I was going to refer to. I know there was the numbers of like, if Kofi was going to make this from his first year two-way contract on the Jazz or versus what he would make if he stayed at Illinois. So it's interesting that you were in the conversations with him while not knowing, like, you can't be like, we'll make sure that X amount of people sign up.
Right. But, you know, if 30,000 of his Instagram followers, you know, bought a $25 token at $750,000, you know, I mean, that's not even half of his Instagram followers. So,
right.
You know, you can see the power once people get it. And we know that it's going to take a while to educate Illinois fans on NFTs and how it works, you know, but once they get it and they want to engage and support their teams and, you know, let the world know that Illinois fans support their teams and their players, you know, I think this will take off. And it might take another university or two to join the platform before everybody realizes, hey, and I just got a call today from, you know, some Notre Dame connections, and we're in conversations, you know, with some people there. I mean, they want to do, you know, they have their own ideas for a unique platform, but, you know, we are definitely a part of the conversation, and we've been reaching out this week to every major program in the country to talk about, you know, joining the platform. So there'll be more schools down the road.
Yeah. I say this a little tongue in cheek here, but like, are you going to be able to live with yourself? Like if you see that like Notre Dame or Michigan, they have their players more supported through your platform that you created over Illinois.
Well, you know, we wanted to launch with Illinois, and I'd be happy if it was just an Illinois platform, in all honesty, you know, and if we, you know, led recruiting because we had a great Illinois platform, I'd be happy with that. The issue is that supporting it financially is tough. You know, you can't just have one university and run a blockchain company.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So our goal was to basically, you know, help Illinois become the leader. You know, they've done amazing things in their past and getting, you know, them on the blockchain first and giving them a recruiting advantage and having them launch the platform. We hope they lead all of our rankings and categories of NFT sales because they were the first to get it and support it. And if you think about Illinois and the alumni base with over 800,000, I think, active alumni, Illinois could win this NFT game for sure. That's one game we know we can win because we have the numbers to do it, you know? And so if we win the NFT game, we might just win the rest of the game because we're going to recruit some pretty good players when they realize, you know, we sell NFTs more than anybody because we've got a loyal fan base.
And yeah, you referenced $1 million for volleyball, for which like a non-revenue sport seems pretty ambitious. Do you have targets for basketball and football that you're open to announcing?
Yeah, you know, the football coach was hoping to get every player, I think, $12,000. So, you know, for the season, that was his goal. So if you take 12,000 and he wanted to get that to every scholarship player. So, you know, 85 scholarship players, $12,000. You know, what is it? That's $1 million for football. You know, and that's just to get them $12,000. So if you want to get more than that, for certain players more than that, it's going to take more than that. But that's the beauty of the platform. The team tokens can set the goal for sort of some minimum base compensation, right? You can sell $1 million of football tokens or so and get every football player the $12,000. And then if you want to start buying individual NFT tokens to get, you know, better players, more money, you got the opportunity to do that. Basketball, much easier. You got 15 players, you know, and, you know, you still have potential to sell a lot of tokens for those players, a lot of team tokens, for the same numbers of fans engaging. Those dollars are going to be bigger, and those dollars, those players are going to get more money, you know, from the sale of those tokens. And we really think basketball, football will be a proof of concept, you know, get it out there. Everyone's going to be looking at it. All the fans are going to be staring at their phone, trying to figure out first how to buy an NFT, and then whether or not they want to buy an NFT. And, you know, and then all of a sudden the basketball season will roll around, and hopefully fans will be fully engaged, and they'll know how to play the game, so to speak, and they'll jump in and start supporting their players and their team.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm seeing right now Chase Brown, Quan Martin, Johnny Newton, Jordan Slaughter, Devin Witherspoon, a lot of guys already on the platform. So that's really exciting, and guys who've been here for a few years. So I know a lot of fans, including myself, would love to support them.
Yeah. Even Kenny Battle's got his son on the team. We're going to add him, according to Kenny. He promised to get his son signed up. I think that would be fun. Could even do a, you know, a father-son token. You know, a special issue token. You know, there's really all kinds of opportunities. You think about it, your head will spin when you start to, you know, think about all the different cool tokens you could create. You know, we have a charity token that we're looking at doing to raise money for the player's favorite charity. It's a 50-50 token. So the player can promote the charity in a video-based NFT. The charity can have a video included in that NFT. You package it together, and then you basically market that token as a 50-50 charity token, you know, where the player is trying to raise money for a cause. And it could be his local charity, local Boys and Girls Club. We formed the Next Game Foundation, so we had a way to bring in the funds on a tax deductible basis for the buyers of the token. But then we can take that money from one 501c3 to another and get it to whatever charity they want to support.
That would be awesome. Is, I guess, again, this is very NFT amateur question, but as a fan, one place my mind kind of goes to is, could these ever be sort of almost like investments where you buy, say, a Devin Witherspoon NFT, he has a fantastic season, that NFT goes up in value, and that value somehow filtered back to him? Could something like that be in play? Is that sort
for
of
sure
like-
I mean, that's, you know, think about you know, that rookie card that, you know, you get, that you hold on to and you think was anything, and you dig up that box of baseball cards, you know, and you find this card that somebody that turned into be a famous player. You know, the same is true with NFT, and right down to the serial number. If you buy serial number 10 of a player, it's going to be worth more than maybe serial number 5,000. But the fact that you own it, you can prove it. And yeah, if that player goes on to be somebody special, you know, you definitely are, it's definitely going to go up in value. Or I would guess it would go up in value. And we're trying to also, though, get enough tokens issued for each player to get them some real money, right? I mean, we could issue 100 tokens and sell out, you know, but then, you know, we've capped out for that player and we got to issue another token. So our goal is to try to get, you know, we came up with 5,000 because we thought it was real money, you know, 125 grand roughly, you know, in sales to get, you know, one token issued. And then we keep doing more tokens, but there's definitely, you know, buying the X series of a player. Now imagine there's X series tokens of every player in the country or everybody that joins the platform, you know, and you come up with some cool things you can do with those X series tokens. Like imagine putting a fantasy football team together where you have to have an X series token of every player, you know, and as the players, those tokens sell out, you got to pay more money to get that player on your team. And let's say you have a salary cap and you're now trying to buy and sell tokens in a marketplace to create a fantasy team that year. Now that's way down the road, you know, but, you know, we're thinking, you know, of developing those types of games down the road or partnering with game makers to create cool ways to utilize that token in a game or another, in some other way, create more utility for the token you're buying, you know, so it's not just displaying it on the wall or looking at it in your digital wallet. You know, you got something to do with it. It could be worth something, and you could use it in a game of some sort.
Yeah, that'd be great to really like just invest it like a stock. Like we're buying stock on certain guys. I know Robert would be buying a lot of Tip Ryman stock, but it That would be really cool. And I know personally it would be fun to almost have almost like your mini Illini like fantasy football team, and then try to maybe calculate the value and pat yourself on the back that you had the best kind of predictions like a year in advance. Is there any sort of resell proceeds that go back to the player, or does all the resell proceeds just go to from whoever sold it to the new buyer or from the buyer?
So yeah, no, they get, you know, their same percentage of whatever we get. So if we can create a marketplace where, you know, the marketplace will give us 10 or 20% of the resale proceeds, we take that 10%, let's say, and we divide it up based on the same percentages, you know, that we use to divide up the first dollar made. So they'll get 70%, you know, or 60% of the team tokens, 70% of that, 70% of the team tokens, 60% of the player tokens, you know, but that same percentage will apply to any future resales to the extent that we get the money. You know, so if people take that NFT and sell it in the marketplace where there's no, you know, trailing commissions and we don't get anything, the firm will get it.
And so you're not the, sorry, just a quick overview question. You're not the first NIL fund or group of group that has been created for Illinois athletes, or I guess, I mean, all across the country, you see all these different NIL funds or companies being created. How would you say you guys differ from Illinois Guardians, other Illinois based NIL funds versus, I guess, yourself?
Sure. So Illini Guardians is what they refer to as a collective. Collectives were formed all across the country to raise money for NIL purposes. And that's great. You know, the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. I think their concept is a little different. They're raising the funds and pooling them and then determining which athletes they're going to enter into contracts with. Whereas our platform is very open and transparent.
Right.
You know, you buy the player's token, he gets the money. You buy a team token, these guys get the money. You know, we don't want to be the ones, you know, handing out the dollars to specific people. We don't want to engage in any future recruiting efforts whatsoever. And I think if you've got pooled funds, you know, you see collectives all across the country baiting people to come in to their universities to play based on the promise of $8 million contracts in NIL, you know, in NIL contracts. You know, that is still against the NCAA rules. So we don't really want to have anything to do with pooling money and paying players based on who we think, you know, the player, which players should be paid. I mean, we couldn't be a national platform for all schools if we did that, right? So we got to just come up with a set of rules and say, this is how the players are paid when you buy the tokens, and stick with it and let the fans decide who gets the money.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's great. Hopefully, I mean, we're able to support our Illinois athletes. I mean, hopefully you gave a great overview of what your company is. People that are listening to this show can go on to nextname.io to start seeing what Next Name is doing, as well as go to the launch event on Wednesday at Recess in West Loop, Chicago. And I think it starts at 7 p.m. if I'm not mistaken.
It's actually 6 to 9.
6 to 9.
Yeah, we're going to have a short program just to kind of regurgitate some of the things we talked about today.
Right.
Explain how the tokens work and get our legends up on stage to say hello to everybody.
Awesome.
Got a big outdoor area that'll be set up like our tailgates. You know, we literally bought a new F-150, or I bought a new F-150 truck and a camper, branded it with Next Name, and we are going to have the coolest Next Name tailgates you've ever seen. It's been my dream. I go down there with my, you know, typical tailgate setup, which isn't bad. This is way better. So look for the Next Name camper and truck at all of the, I literally bought all the tickets last night to get the, we're in lot 31 plus we're staying overnight the night before. So it's going to be quite the show, and the tailgates will be hopefully the place to be, you know, this year at Illini Tailgates.
It's such a bummer. You guys were like 2 years early for IO to Sumu though. Like, first of all, the name, just nextname.io. Second of all, I feel like there would have been some incredible NFTs just with all of the buzzer beaters that he hit. Although, is he a possibility to be an Illini legend, or is that difficult as he's an NBA player?
No, in fact, his agent is the same agent as Kofi Coburn. So, you know, we've already had that conversation. You know, the thing about legends, I mean, they're super... I guess they're big names, right? You know, but in the NFT space, when you're trying to figure out what it is and what it's going to be worth, you know, what is a legend NFT going to be worth? We don't really know, you know, so we don't know what the market is for these players. And our goal is to support the current players primarily, and we don't want to distort it with a bunch of legends, you know, who are signing up and people are buying NFTs, trying to figure out why they're buying them and how much money, you know, they want to pay for a token. What is it going to be worth later? You know, it's just sort of a different sale, I guess, you know, if you will. We're selling right now the support your players model, you know, and, you know, some of these players have already played, have plenty of money, and they don't necessarily need the same level of support that a college player does. But we love them. They're great. They're bringing great attention to our platform, and they're getting some, you know, some good press for us, you know, more than anything. Absolutely. And, you know, putting their legends up. I played golf, you know, with Doug Altenberger the other day, and, you know, he started, like you guys started, asking a lot of questions about NFTs. And by the end of the round, he's like, wait a minute, I should get my whole team together and we should do an NFT of all the players. I'm like, yes, you should, Doug. Let's do it. He's like, all right, then give me your number and we'll call you later. So hopefully we'll see Doug's team in that era, as well as every other era, coming together. And I think that is just fun, engaging stuff for fans. It's like, I got the whole team, you know, and there'll be rare tokens, harder to get. And there will be this game among Illini fans. Get your hands on that red hot token that there's only 10 of, or 100 of, or 1,000 of. It'll be an exciting time once everybody figures out what an NFT is and what they're going to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember a few years ago, they ran the bobbleheads of the 89 team and then maybe the 2005 team. And that was, you're about to pull one up. Yeah. the back Zoom background's not making it possible to maybe see, but yeah, pulled up your
bobbleheads. Marcus Liberty.
Yeah, there's Marcus. But yeah, it made it, everyone was so excited to get them. I saw people on the message boards being like, can someone hold one for me and then send it to this address? And it was just a crazy market. Hopefully the NFT space can do the same. So,
I actually called the makers of this bobblehead, and, you know, we had a conversation like, we would like to create a digital version of it. So, you know, we can literally take that mold and then create a digital file movie of it and have the head bobbling and everything, you know, which it'll be probably token number 10 in a series, but we'll get to it eventually.
Yeah, no, there's been so many ideas tossed already, which is great. Shows like the business can move forward, and hopefully it continues to support Illini athletes. Well, appreciate having you on, Steve. Thanks so much for letting us know about Next Name, as well as what the future of the Illini athletic NIL space is going to look like.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yep, no problem.
Yeah, thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.